Hey there, welcome to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. Today will be a short episode. We're talking about a guy named Jean-Paul DeJora. He is a very wealthy businessman and philanthropist. He helped co-found a company called Paul Mitchell, which makes some hair care products and hair products, as well as a tequila company called Patron Spirits. And you know, when I look back at DeJora's life, he had a pretty rough upbringing. He was born into a family where his parents divorced when he was young. His mother didn't have a lot of money, so he, went to live in a foster home for a little while, and then it says he began selling Christmas cards and newspapers at the age of 9 to help support his family. So, I mean, you talk about somebody who started out pretty young and very poor. He worked his way up, and now he's incredibly successful. And that could be you. That could be you who is going through those trials and tribulations thinking there's not a whole lot of hope, but yet there are success stories, and Jean-Paul DeJora is one of them. According to his bio, he was in the Navy for a couple of years, and then he held a bunch of jobs, including being a janitor, door-to-door encyclopedia salesman, and an insurance salesman, before he met up with a hairstylist and started their company. And now he is a founding partner of several different companies, including the House of Blues, and as I mentioned, the hair care product line, and Patron. But then he also has interests in a lot of different companies. So, he's worth billions. Anyway, what is important to know about this and the lesson, and this lesson can be taught all the way through from the time you're in elementary school all the way up to being an adult. But he says, dealing with rejection is tough, but it's a necessary skill to master if you want to be successful. So this is the most important thing that you need to master. And he says it's not going to hurt you. Being rejected is not going to hurt you. And now I think of it that how many times do we do things in our lives and we think that we're afraid to do it because we're afraid of being rejected? Well, what's the harm? I mean, if you are somebody who is afraid of rejection, you're not going to get very far. You are going to be turned down. It could be for a job. You know, think about one of your first jobs that you ever went for. Well, you had no experience. You had no skills yet. Maybe you were good at talking to people, or maybe you were good at selling things, or maybe you were a good baker or a good cook or a good, whatever. So you thought, but you had nothing on a resume at that point. And so you go for that first job and they say, yeah, we can't use you. Either they don't have a spot open, or they just don't think that you have the wherewithal to be able to work there. Well, that's your first sign of rejection. And really, you probably have it before then. Maybe you didn't make a sports team, or maybe you didn't make a play or get cast in a play. Or maybe your musical talent didn't get you into a band or get you into the first chair. Whatever it is, you are going to face rejection in this life, and it's okay. It's not going to hurt you. But what DeJora says is you can learn from it. Take those rejections. Figure out, what was it that I didn't have? What was it that I should have done differently? What was it that they were looking for that maybe I need to go back to school, or maybe something I need to learn? There is always something to learn from that. And so we've talked about learning from failure before. This is basically the same thing, but it's rejection. That somebody's telling you that you're not good enough. You're not the person that we need for whatever it is you're trying to get to. And so he says the best advice he can give someone who wants to start a business is this. It's a lesson that he learned the hard way. And before he was worth billions of dollars, and before he started all these companies and became a speaker in front of other businesses, he worked in these challenging jobs. I mean, selling encyclopedias and shampoo door to door, he was living in his car. And when you look at those things, you think, how the heck did you have the wherewithal to just push past it? And he said those jobs taught him how to deal with rejection without letting it bother him. And what became important to him and how he started his own business was understanding that people are going to say no until they understand what the product is. Now, I learned in sales a long time ago that if somebody's telling you no, it can be for a matter of reasons. But until they tell you no a couple of times, two, three times, in a lot of cases, it's that they don't understand what you're trying to sell, or they don't understand how that product and or service is going to help them in their business or in their lives. And if you tell them a couple of times, hey, this is how it is, this is how it's going to be a benefit to you, this is how you're going to flourish because of it, or it's going to make your life better, you know, unless they just tell you flat out no a couple of times, you know, just keep going. And rejection is going to follow over and over again. And I think of it also as similar to somebody who's playing in a sport. And, you know, Wayne Gretzky has said, you know, you're going to miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So it's the same thing here. You're going to take a lot of shots, and a lot of them are going to miss, but a few of them are going to actually go into the net and score. And so keep pushing at it. And what even DeJoria said is, don't give up. In other words, keep knocking on those doors to get enough people to listen to you. And it's just a matter of time. Those doors will start opening up. And it was successful for him. He was able to take his businesses, and specifically his Patron business. It was more expensive than everybody else's, but as he talked to people and as he pushed forward, he was able to get people to start opening up the doors and trying the product that he was giving or trying to sell, and they realized that he was right. So with that, I thank you for listening to another episode. To my kids, I love you, and keep moving forward. Don't give up on your goals. Don't give up on your dreams. That it's just a matter of time. Thanks for listening. Take care.